All right, it's time for my next guest, and his name is Andrew Chiligaris, a good buddy of mine. You know, Andrew and I have gotten to be friends over the last couple of years because we're both big blues fans. I don't know that anybody is as big a blues fan as you are in the Indicator, but I do know that being from St. Louis, I do love going to blues hockey games and have been ever since they started. And so anyway, we got to know each other through that pretty well over the last 2 years. But let me tell you something, Andrew. By the way, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to be here. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you won me over. Where I really became an Andrew Chiligaris fan goes back a couple years when there was the big controversy over whether there should be a fence or not be a fence around the Decatur celebration. Mm-hmm. And it came before the city council. Mm-hmm. And the city council had to decide whether they're going to support it. And there are a lot of people that were against it because they didn't want to have to pay and they wanted it to be a free event. And there's just no way it was going to survive without the revenue of fencing it in and collecting at the gate. Mm-hmm. And of anybody that could have been against it, probably should have been against it for business reasons. You came and spoke in favor of the fence when you had three businesses in downtown Decatur that were affected by the Decatur celebration. Mm-hmm. You really won me over. That was a very selfless thing to do. Explain that. Why?
Well, you know, I hadn't anticipated that. But, you know, going back to that time and to the Decatur celebration, the celebration has been good for Decatur, as you know, in so many ways.
Right.
And I feel it's in the best interest of everybody in the city to keep it alive. I felt so then. I feel so now. I feel like it's one of the, you know, shining stars that we have to offer as a community. I personally enjoy it. And to be fair, it has brought a fair amount of business to one of the downtown businesses, the Lincoln Lounge.
Which you own.
Which I do own. But I didn't own it, you know, going back 30 years. That was my uncle's. And they used to call it Christmas in July. That's how important it was to them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It used to be a nice source of a little extra. In fact, they got to budget for it after a while.
And it was a destination for the fairgoers. I mean, the celebration goers. It was kind of a nice place to go.
Well, it's hot out there.
As a respite.
Yeah, it's a respite. I was thinking of that word. But they go and they get a little air conditioning. And, you know, George was always there, or Jim. And they'd say, hey, how you doing? How's it going out there? You didn't bring me anything, you know. My Uncle George had a great Greek accent.
Oh, he was great. I remember George.
And so, yeah, I mean, and then they really used to clean house because nobody had, you know, debit cards. So they took in a lot of cash that weekend, and they didn't need a big staff. They didn't need security and things like that. That now everybody, you know, you have to hire four or five security guys, not because there's a fight, but because, you know, for liability purposes, things have changed a little. So it's not the cash cow that it once was. That's true. But for Decatur in general, it's a wonderful thing, and I truly believed that it wasn't going to survive unless it was fenced and a little more controlled. The access was controlled.
You know, actually, it turned into being a safer event. It's just there is just more control, and people feel safer.
Yep.
And they come down whether it was perceived or not, they weren't coming down because they perceived it not to be as safe, and now it is. I think that was a residual benefit from it. The real benefit really was they needed to generate some revenue in order. It was an expensive event. It keeps getting more and more expensive.
Sure.
So you're an interesting guy. You're a lawyer trained at St. Louis University.
Correct.
And instead of just practicing law, you became an entrepreneur. You not only own the Lincoln Lounge, but your real main business is what Macon County Title Company, right?
That's correct.
And that's a business within itself, much less branching out into other businesses. You've got Lock, Stock, and Barrel somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm.
You decided to buy. So you own two restaurants and / bars,
mm-hmm.
and a title company,
mm-hmm.
and you've invested in property around town. You're pretty vested in this community.
You know, that's a good way to. I am invested in Decatur, downtown in particular at the moment. But, you know, Decatur's been good to me. It's been good to my family. I don't want to reiterate things that I've said in the past. I had the pleasure of being in here with Eric Lee last week, and he asked a couple questions about the past, and I explained that, you know, my grandfathers, both of them, came from Greece in a very difficult time. They both came over single with no money in their, you know, early teenage years, 16 and 17. And
but it took courage, didn't it?
I don't know if we can even really imagine what it took and what they were leaving behind. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, a lot of people listening have kids that are 16, and if you can just imagine them going to another country. And one of my grandfathers only went back once to see his family. I mean, it was expensive, and it was tough then. I mean, they came over, and you know, not even 10 years later, you got, you know, depression. So it was hard in Europe at the time because it was largely war torn in the areas that they came from. It was hard in this, you know, the States at the time because we were going through different growing pains after the 20s and things like that. And you know, it's been good. Decatur's been great. The Lincoln Lounge in particular, and a little shop that my other grandfather had right up the street here on Water Street. I can almost see the lot. It was a fruit market. And it was called
produce.
It was the American Fruit Market. And they had produce and groceries. And, you know, that north side of the street, as I'm looking at it, everybody remembers where Rupert's used to be. Because a lot of us bought our first bike at Rupert's.
Sure.
And then, you know, Frank's was in there, and he had a selection of sporting items and guns and things of that nature. And then there's a funeral home there now. But there used to be a beauty school in that corner. Of course, Greenberg's held down the corner. And that used to be an extension of this downtown corridor more than it is today.
You sound like you're sentimental.
Well, I like the downtown area. And I'm kind of proud of its history. I'm hoping more people move downtown.
Speaking of downtown, we got to take a marquee coffee break. They've got a nice little building right down there by Milliken. It's got a lot of history to it, doesn't it?
Oh,
used to be the Clyde Dial Construction Company.
Well, that's good history.
Remember that? Or do you?
I don't remember Clyde Dial Construction, but I did title work for that building recently when they were applying for their brewery. Are we talking about the same facility?
Yeah. That's Nick's. Nick spends a lot of time there, door for.
Yeah. Do you, Nick?
I do a little design there every now and again.
Yeah. Well, so we did the title work, and in part of that, you have to go into all the history to see if there's any problems that the bank's going to want to know about. And that's when I came across that name, and then I found out that they were actually quite a large construction firm.
Yeah. All right, so it's Marquee Coffee, fresh roasted coffee locally here in Decatur for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Marquee Coffee, special drink of choice for the discerning coffee drinker everywhere. The magic's in the beans.
Dear Snowplow, you're always pushing it, which I totally respect. Because with RAV4, LEs, all-wheel drive, and multi-terrain select, I go almost anywhere I want, in almost any conditions. And with over 200 horses under the hood, I dare almost any storm to try and stop me. In a Highlander, I've got all the room I need to roam with spacious seating for up to 8, an available 3.5-liter V6 that's revved up and ready for whatever's next, and a bold front grille that says, I'm all business. See? Not everybody's got what it takes to lead. So you can feel free to follow me or get out of my way. Your move. Toyota SUVs.
Right now, you can get $2,500 cash back on a new 2019 Toyota Highlander. Toyota, let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA. Down payment may be required. Must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Does not include taxes, license, title, registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college, grad, or military rebate. Varies by region. See dealer for details. All friends, 2320.
The Mount Zion Chamber of Commerce loves its member businesses and wants you to learn more about them by bringing you this month's Member Spotlight, Unique Boutique, Salon and Spa. Unique Boutique isn't just another salon. They strive to take care of others, giving back to charities like Dove, Catholic Charities, supporting veterans across the country, vitamin supplements to malnourished children, and Vitamin Angels. Please support your local businesses that help support so many great charities. Unique Boutique, Salon and Spa, 1515 Highway 121 in Mount Zion.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by First Mid Insurance Group. Make sure you listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. and the Eric Lee Show from 3 to 5 p.m. for your chance to see the Fighting Illini at the State Farm Center this season. The NowDecatur.com ticket window, presented by First Mid Insurance Group. On your home for Illini basketball, WSOY Decatur.
Raise your head to the Subo for the win!
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
All right, welcome back to Buyers and Company. I'm Kevin Brahini. Wayne Kent will be here tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. Brian will be back here with Nick on Monday, but Nick, you're here the rest of the week.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin. I'll be here, and I'll be here when Brian's back. So we'll just keep tagging in and tagging out.
When do you get to go to Hawaii?
Brian said, hey, we're going to Hawaii. And I said, great, we get to go to Hawaii. And he pointed out it's a different we.
I heard that morning.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't me. I knew I didn't get that perk on my new job. So, yeah, Kevin, can I say something real quick about Andrew Chiligaris?
You can say whatever you like.
You made a comment about, you know, his love for Decatur and being sentimental. And I would say something about Andrew's approach from an outsider that's had a little bit of insight, I've gotten to work with Andrew on a couple things. I find that his approach to the businesses that he's accumulated, specifically his two bars and his talking about the celebration, is that of deference to tradition and to being reverent to the institutions themselves. The Lincoln Lounge is triple the size what the Lincoln Lounge was when he grew up. When I was at the drugstore at Enlow's Drug, my grandfather's drugstore just across the street, and I'd go over there. It was that little spot, and his family members, friends of mine, Kostaki and Chris, I'd go see my buddies and. And it was just a small space. And then now it's magically bigger. But when you go from one room to the next, and even the next, it feels like the Lincoln Lounge. When I look at the menu, I feel and taste and smell the Lincoln Lounge. And when Lock, Stock, and Barrel, when that project came about, I got to go in there throughout the construction. And to be honest, I prefer modern architecture and design and things like you might see at Ballpark Village in St. Louis, that clean, big city vibe. And Andrew, I think, has a similar taste. But when you walked into Lock, Stock, and Barrel before, the wood paneling on the walls, it would not be recognizable to the people that, had spent so much time and love and blood, sweat, tears, made plans for their lives, got engaged, all that stuff. They wouldn't recognize it. And he painstakingly tried his hardest and changed and unchanged probably 1,060 times, but did his best to try to honor that sort of thing. Now, you could say, well, that's smart for business. No, but it's because he also really cared. I mean, really, he tried to make Lockstock and the Lincoln be what they were and take them a step forward without abandoning it. Kind of like tearing down Yankee Stadium and realizing that's the house that Ruth built. You better build it almost identical, but just with better toilets and better lighting. I think he did a bang-up job, and I think that Andrew does care, and that's front and center with what he does.
You know, I think it was J.J. Schwartz that did that construction at Lock, Stock, and Barrel. Tom Schwartz.
You mean the first remodel?
Or right.
The very first.
Back in 78 or 77, somewhere around there.
I think you're exactly right. In fact, I met one of the contractors that worked either for him or on the side, and I believe his name was Hycock, and he has lunch there on Tuesdays with my Uncle Jim. There's this group of guys, and they go in on Tuesday, and they have lunch. And it's great. They're older. They're not old, but they're retired for the most part, and they go in there, and,
Well, we got to take one more break. When we come back, I want to hear some of the things that you have researched. Being in the title company, mm-hmm. you've got to know as much about history of this community as anybody else. And I know you got a love for it. Mm-hmm. And then I want to know, how excited are you, like a lot of us are, to be blessed with a guy like Howard Buffett and the Buffett Foundation, who is really investing in this community?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's going to make you feel good to know that there is a future that looks very bright for Decatur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that.
All right. We'll take a break here for the weather, and we'll be back with Andrew Chiligaris right after this.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today's going to be cloudy with a high near 36. Tonight has some snow likely, possibly mixed with freezing rain and sleet. Not very much ice expected, but a low around 29. And Thursday, snow is likely before noon, and then we'll see some rain and snow likely later. It'll be cloudy with a high of 36 again. And then for Friday, rain and snow likely, cloudy with a high of 36. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 25 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:51.
We're looking into the new year with 2020 Vision as the Community Foundation of Macon County celebrates our 20th anniversary throughout this year. This is Foundation President Natalie Beck, and I invite you to join us as we honor the transformational impact and generosity of donors who have created lasting change by advancing innovation. Our roots were firmly planted by the generations of donors before us. Our grant making reflects a focus on the environment, agriculture, and sustainable practices, on education that is inclusive, collaborative, and resourceful, on workforce and economic development that accelerates regional innovation and promotes social change. We are your homegrown community foundation, and we invite you to join us. If you're unsure what causes or organizations you'd like to help, we can work with you to determine where your giving will make the biggest impact. For more information, call us today at 429-3000 or visit MaconCountyGives.org.
Kids, career, priorities. People counting on you. Millikan University understands. That's why we created Flexible Learning, education designed to help you earn your college degree and move your career forward without sacrificing what's most important to you. Flex classes take place online, evenings, and weekends, and are designed to accommodate your professional and personal goals. Your success is Millikan's priority. Isn't it time to make it your own? Be the priority. Make the move. Millikan.
At Ameren, Illinois, we take safety seriously. And we know it's important to you, too. So if you smell natural gas, make sure to get everyone safely away from the source and call us immediately. A gas technician like me will come over to check things out anytime at no charge. Don't second guess when it comes to natural gas. If you suspect there's a leak, call 800-755-5000. Ameren, Illinois. Energy at work.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, home stretch here. We're still going to wrap this up with Andrew Chiligaris, even though we only have a few minutes left, Andrew. I'm a big Decatur fan. I love to see the reinvestment in Decatur and what Mr. Buffett's doing. But it's not just Mr. Buffett. You look at, you know, we're talking about door four over there at Marquee Beverages, and you look at what Drew Lewandowski is doing here with Decatur Brew Works at the old Haynes and Essex building. I mean, it's just got to excite you when you work on all these titles to see how people are using their creativity and their money to recreate Decatur.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things I enjoy about the title company is – first, you do get some information a little quicker about things that are happening, because the first thing that the attorneys or the lenders will do is they'll order title work. And for those that don't know, because I didn't know what a title company was, I was in my second year of law school, Kevin, before I figured out what a title company was. And
tell people what it is. Well, most people don't know.
Yeah, a title company for real estate handles the sale or the transfer of real estate from one party to another. So if you're selling and you used a realtor, the realtor will send the title company the contract, and then we'll go physically to the recorder's office, which is down in the county building. We'll look through the records. We'll make sure that the seller actually owns it, the person that signed the contract, see if there's any liens on the property, like a mortgage or an easement or a judgment against one of the parties that needs to be collected before they can sell. We'll make sure the taxes have been paid, and we'll go back and look like 7 years for taxes. And a lot of times, you know, to recreate the chain of title, as we call it. One owner sold to the next owner, sold to the next owner, sold it to the person that you're buying it from. And you want to know that as a buyer, right? You don't want to.
So you get what you're paying for.
Yeah. You don't want to find out 2 years later that, you know, Aunt Bessie owned a third of it. And oh, my gosh, she didn't sign the deed that you had. And that's why people get title companies involved, because researching that is complicated. Not all of it can be done online. You know, in the past, our office, Macon County Title, was right next to the recorder's office in the county building before they stopped allowing private businesses in the county building. They used to allow businesses in the county building. You could rent a spot.
Just for convenience sake?
Yeah, so you didn't have to walk back and forth. And like a day like today, I've got two or three people walking back and forth right now to the county bank.
Now, after you do that,
a whole half a block. That's cool.
Do you provide the title insurance as well, or somebody else do that?
No, we do this insurance also. So we do the searching, the research of the property, and then we issue a report called a title commitment to the lender and to the realtors and to the attorneys. They look it over. That says what we need to do. You know, hey, we got to get a release of this mortgage. We got to get these people to sign. And if all that's done, after closing, we'll issue the buyer a title policy. And that says, hey, we've looked at it. You closed with us. You own this. If anybody comes up in the future, you just give us a call. And that's what we do. And it gives people, you know, peace of mind. And that's the way that the United States has developed to transfer parties from one party to another. They're all done nationwide through a title company, and you generally get a policy. But yeah.
I think we need more condominiums in Decatur.
I don't disagree with that at all. I think we need a few more on the lake, if you want to know.
Exactly. Exactly.
And not only downtown. You know, that lake is such a great resource.
What about that little park right across from St. Mary's?
Love that park.
Why couldn't you put condominiums there?
You know, you could. It's not that you couldn't. It's just that it's going to take a few steps to jump through. Not that there's a lack of developers, but that's a project that takes a little bit of capital, a little bit of knowledge. And then you'd have to get, you know, the park district on board. I have spoken to Mr. Clevenger about that lot in the past, and I think he'd be interested to see some type of development there. I'm not sure exactly what he's got in mind. I've spoken to the city manager about that area recently. I know that, you know, he's got so many great ideas. I'm a fan of our city manager. I think he's got good ideas. So,
well, we've got 1 minute left. Do you think manufacturing is going to come back to Decatur with the boom that's going on in this country?
Well, I think it's slowly coming back. And when you see investments, you know, Mueller's a great example. We got to work on that project at the title company. They're going to bring some back. And I think that, you know, the best is still yet to come for Decatur. Things go in waves, and we can't give up on it. If you love it, get involved with the community. Make things happen, and you'd be surprised what this community gives back to you, and I think you've been a recipient of that as well.
I'll tell you what, you sure have. You've invested it. You put your money where your mouth is. That's all I'm going to say. And folks, I appreciate you listening. Andrew, thank you for being here. Nick, you're the best.
Good to be here. Hi, Amy. Amy back at the title company. I have to say hi.
All right. And we'll be here tomorrow with Wayne.